Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
Hey gang, this is Rob Schwab, and we are here in Rob's basement playing Call of Cthulhu, run by my good friend Chris. He is making a valiant effort to rekindle my love for role-playing games. Not that I ever stopped loving them, but he's doing a damn good job tonight.
Good to go. Okay, so you guys...
All right, so we've got everybody's in the back except for me and Leo.
Right, and you're not going far. You're going like less than a mile to his house.
And he's not the farmhouse that's up the road.
Yes, he is the farmhouse
up the road. He is a farmhouse up the road.
Yes.
Well, then me and Maeve could have hooked up earlier.
Could have earlier.
Maybe you did, and we just don't remember.
You might not remember. I think you'd remember that. So
yeah, maybe it's pretty fucking hot. She's probably some troll of a woman with, curtains
literally.
Of roast.
Literally. With a name, right?
Curtains of roast beef.
Any port in the storm.
Right.
So not long at all. He gets in the truck, and then just because he can clearly tell that you can't even walk like half a mile, so he's just gonna take you the rest of the way. The old man gets out of the truck, and you guys can pile out. He just starts like yelling into the house, like Mavis, call Dave, get Dave on the phone. And this like troll of a woman walks out. And she says,
why don't we just call the police?
What?
She called Davis, is what he's calling her?
Dave.
How do you think your nose got broken? It was probably
what,
the police.
What's going on? Why are they back? Oh. How about you ran them off yesterday?
Mavis!
They look like hell.
Well, we had a bad night, but your fine husband is allowing us to regather ourselves in hopes of putting a little bit of a semblance to our project back together again.
You look awful. Come on, come inside.
Can I borrow the restroom for just a moment?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to go to the restroom and clean myself up to my dashing and daring photo type self.
Okay.
In case I end up back on camera.
I'm going to follow behind Chad and do the same.
As you move into the bathroom, you start walking through, and this is an old farmhouse.
Yeah.
And so the floors are not quite, straight and settled in every, they're too settled in certain areas, rather. Start to feel kind of like
we get that information.
Spinny and a little nauseous.
All right.
You start making your way towards the bathroom, and I need you to give me a con roll.
A con roll?
We still don't know which way we're heading.
I'm finding my con. There it is. 39 is under my con.
Okay. You cough a little bit as you get into the bathroom, and you start like kind of like splashing water, and it sort of like starts to subside, and you kind of like fight through this feeling, but you do cough up a little bit, and you see blood falling into the sink from your mouth.
I don't think you're missing anything on that front.
You then kind of wipe.
Are my teeth all there?
Your teeth are all there.
Thank God.
And you kind of. Here's what happens. You look into the mirror. And you're checking to make sure that all your pearly whites are there.
Whatever.
And you see something under your skin. People are looking for crawling a little bit.
Right, okay.
And this little pulsing.
I shit right there.
Shit on the floor. Mavis will never let you back in her bathroom.
And then it just goes away. And I need you to roll my sanity.
We lost that block of time.
18, I'm under.
Okay, lose one.
Damn it, this lose one automatic is going to kill me. All right. I come walking out of the bathroom, and as you're walking in, don't look in the mirror, and I just walk right past her.
Okay. And I'm extremely confused.
And I don't look any better, other than my teeth. I'm smiling so I can see it. You can see all my teeth.
Yeah.
Other than that, I really didn't clean up.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm gonna attempt to clean up as well.
Okay.
Under these jumpsuits, do we have civilian clothing?
Yeah, you do.
I would like to go ahead and shed the clothing as well, just to get rid of all the mud, blood, everything that I'm covered.
The clothing and the jumpsuit.
Yeah, the clothes.
I want Mavis
Let's
to
party,
know
Mavis.
Where I stand in this household.
God damn it, Aaron!
Aaron is a super attractive.
Couple questions.
Woman.
Sure.
I'm gonna stay on the front porch because I'm not. The three of us were talking on the porch.
Okay.
A couple things that I want to see if I can, trawl my memory. One, was it clear which way we were headed on the road?
You were heading in the direction past this farmhouse. So,
right,
like
so
the way.
Away from the farmhouse.
No, towards the farmhouse.
Towards the farmhouse.
You were heading
back
towards the farmhouse.
You were clearly coming from somewhere else. Let's say the farmhouse. There's a map.
So I think we're asking which, when the van went off the road,
we were going towards the farmhouse.
We were going towards
the farmhouse. Yes. So we continued the direction that we were going.
Yeah,
so
that's the direction the tire.
Because we're checking out Terrifically Sexy Farms.
TSF.
There's more called the farm show.
TFS, right?
No, it's
TFS.
There are probably more things you could have said.
Terrifically Sexy Farms, dude.
The other thing I want to ask you was, what was, I recharged my battery somewhat. What is my percentage on my battery now?
It's like 35%.
35, okay. Yeah.
Did we bring the charger with us?
No.
Oh, fucking poor.
We don't think ahead.
Well, we didn't have a charger. We got blacked out to the road.
Oh, very true. I totally forgot that we're blacking out and losing fucking time. Yeah. That is fantastic.
What would my cell phone charge be at?
One.
I never asked.
We'll say it's at 25%.
I didn't have one, right?
No, I think they're the only two.
Yours
is
shattered. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yours was shattered.
We had two.
Basically.
If you don't you guys one, would have been heading south.
Okay, we're heading south.
From north to south, yes.
All right.
And then the farmer, when we saw him on the road, he was coming.
Heading from the north to the south as well.
Okay, so he was coming home.
Mm-hmm.
From, yeah.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
From somewhere.
I want to dish the grody jumpsuit, too, just while we're at that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's fine. Mavis says, should I wash these?
Oh, yeah, you should wash all of these, and I take mine off right
now. Oh, we wouldn't dare to put you through.
Yeah. No.
But since you ask, thank
really?
You. Yes, let's. Yes.
It's awfully kind of.
There, we haven't looked at our clothes yet. There might be something there.
That
we
yeah, very
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
wouldn't
see
dare
going
put you through that. Cooper is right. That I was. I'm still a little shaken.
What,
I'm not quite
what
myself.
What kind of host would I be? You were rather annoying yesterday, but you're in a bad way now. And
people get
well,
that when they talk to me sometimes.
People change.
Mavis, the
maybe
tea
not
is
this
fine,
quickly, but
the tea is just fine. If you maybe perhaps
she
have
set out the tea
an extra
already.
Bag. That we could throw our jumpsuits
okay,
into,
yeah.
And
she
we'll
goes
take
into
care
the
of
kitchen
later.
And gets a big giant like yard bag.
Now, Mavis, you said we were annoying yesterday. What did we do that was so annoying?
Oh, you just kept pestering my husband, wanting to be on camera about that damn place.
The damn place? Which place would that be?
Oh, come on, I know you've been through a lot, but you have to remember this was just yesterday.
We talked
I'm
a lot
sorry,
of
Miss
farmers.
Mavis. I think we might all have concussions.
We rolled our van.
Collective amnesia.
And we're all just.
About that house. About that stupid house. The Cooper house.
Your
Cooper?
Not my house.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Cooper's his
first. Sir Dave.
I'm going to go ahead and say definitively it's not your house.
My last name would be Adams. It would be the Adams place.
Oh, God! That would be awesome.
Joni would work there and serve me bananas. All right. Anyway.
Serve me a banana any minute now.
And he says, and then the old man says, I found him somewhere not far from Macomsey Road. I guess they went pattering about there. Should leave it alone.
What time is it here? Where, it's just before, it's dusk.
It's dark now, I would say, so we're getting about
September
17th,
six,
and
far north, it's probably about
5:30,
6
maybe.
Is it warm or cold outside?
It's September, so
oh,
it's
September, right, right,
September
course,
Michigan,
September, yeah.
It's cold.
So it's got to be like 5, 5, 5.
6. Yeah.
What is, what's
five,
farmer's
five,
name? I know Mavis, what's farmer's name?
His name is...
I can look at my phone.
I'm sorry, I got your wife's name, but what was your name, sir?
Malton
and Mavis, aw.
Malton, Mavis, if you wouldn't mind me inquiring, when about
so
what time did we come over here and ask you to, you know, be on camera with us?
Sometime yesterday, midday around noon, I was just...
Thanks for missing 17 hours.
Coming in.
We're missing a lot of hours.
I was just coming in from the bond, and
we're missing more.
Pulled up.
Yeah,
why?
I was going to say, what do you remember
in
that
van
before that?
The Cooper house alone. Is it particularly dangerous?
It's just a bunch of nonsense.
Of course it is. It was all nonsense. Look what our producers were saying. Where is this Cooper house? In case, so we know to stay away.
You already know where it is. You told me you've been there.
We're befuddled.
Again, ma'am, concussions.
It's off Macomsey Road.
So we must have been headed that way.
From that.
Yeah.
Oh no! Well, something
so
happened, and
we're
leaving.
From the Cooper house.
From the Cooper.
We've already been there.
We did not listen.
And as he's saying, like it's all nonsense. Anyone that's like directly talking to him, give me a.
I was. Damn it.
It'd be like idea, but just give me like a from your
intelligence.
Just intelligence.
Yeah. Oh, just from intelligence. That's easy enough.
Yeah. Dogs on the porch.
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, I couldn't make it.
I'm not going back
made
on the
it?
Porch by
yeah.
myself.
I made it.
Okay, the two of you, you can tell that like. while he's saying, like, oh, it's a bunch of nonsense, it seems like he's not being totally forthcoming.
So he's trying to, like, just turn us off of it, but he doesn't actually think it's nonsense.
He kind of seems like he's trying to just, like, dodge it.
Excuse me a moment. I need to step outside. And I walk out the front porch and review a few things.
All right, well, I'm going to go help my associate look at his phone, because I'm very good at
it. I would like to...
When you try
to
walk
charm
past me at the front door,
okay.
Make sure the dog's real, please.
Just out of pure curiosity here, just to wonder, is there maybe something that you've personally experienced with the Cooper house? Maybe something that you wouldn't want to...
You kind of like unbutton your top button.
I'm not going to seduce him. I'm just going to charm him.
As you mentioned the Cooper house, a memory comes flooding to you. You see vividly, almost as if you're there, driving up during the daylight, seeing this tall sea of green corn stalks with this old, ruined, kind of dilapidated home just in front of these corn stalks and a barn off to the side.
Yeah, we're going back.
Next to you, next to you in the van,
let's just call the police.
Is a redheaded woman.
She's
beautiful, and she like looks at you with excitement, and she says, "I can't believe we're here. This is going to be great. We're going to get so much good stuff here. I can just feel it. Come on." And she starts her way out of the door, and you're immediately brought back to the current time. Oh. And I need you to roll me sanity.
God damn it. Oh no, am I not me?
Are we missing a person? Oh, are we all in each other's bodies?
We're missing somebody. We're missing, which is why I'm on the front porch.
I wouldn't say
which
we're
is
missing.
Why I was like, Lynn.
Wait, is that?
Lynn Carter, yeah. Wonder Woman.
64? Oh, thank you. Yes, awesome.
Lose one.
Scene. Lose one. All
right. All right, so first thing I'm going to do on the fucking porch, I'm going to unfold that goddamn love letter.
Okay. Yeah.
What does it say? Or you want to make it up?
You can make it. Yeah, sure.
Read it aloud. Allow text.
Poem.
Lynn.
Roses are red.
When we last met at that Chinese restaurant downtown San Francisco, I was surprised by the duck costume you were wearing. But I realized that when you laid an egg, that you were laying an egg of love, not only for you, but for me. And when we jointly cracked that egg open and brought out the embryo... and used it as lubricant for our lovemaking that followed. I was baffled.
Right game?
It's definitely the right game.
No, what a hobby tripper. I'm so invested in this.
Yeah, it's just this. It's this letter that you were going to send to her.
That is how
you were going to give her
legs forever.
But you just never did.
Okay, so it's a duck cotton. Right, I read the letter, and then I'm all right. Next thing I'm going to do with my aid of my associate.
Oh. Yes. I am so sorry. I forgot to tell you this. Another thing that you guys find, this is very important.
Oh, wow. Holy shit, man! Look what the fuck I forgot!
Coop, settle down.
It's not too late to fix it, so we'll fix it now.
Sweet Christ!
One other possession.
Damn it, Karen! It wasn't me!
Whatever it is, can I have it?
One other thing that you all found is a key.
Oh, God, all right.
Dibs.
What kind of a key?
Like, no, a 16-year-old should not be in charge of the fucking key.
It looks like it's a key to a motel room.
Keeper of the key.
Like a key card key?
It's called the Coach and Lantern. No, it's an old school...
With like the big...
Like an actual key.
Yeah, with the big plastic...
With the room, does it have
like,
the room number on
it
the key?
It says Coach and Lantern.
69.
And it's got numbers on it.
What?
So it does have a room number?
Yes, it does.
No, room 66.
And I will tell you each of your room numbers.
Stop talking. Wait, we each
welcome to Rob's World.
I want all of the keys.
Room 1.
Oh, nice.
Room 2.
Magpie?
Yes.
Room 3.
I love shiny things.
Room 4.
Room 5.
No!
Room 6, 7, and 8.
Room 4 is our missing friend, yes. We should have known this earlier. That would have been a lot clearer.
Yeah,
okay.
Where did we find these?
You're on the front porch, right?
We're on you.
You're on the front porch?
Maybe it's
the
front porch.
I would like to ask, I want to go ahead and ask Mavis, because I just had that memory of that person, and that person's clearly not here. I would like to ask, do you recall seeing another member with us the other day when we were here at your property?
No, I didn't even meet all of you. It was only you, and you.
Well, we are on the camera, and he is our producer.
Don't talk to the talent.
That's not the way you presented it.
Oh, really? How did I present it that time?
Well, he's some sort of fancy psychic, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but that's how he produces the show, because he can see in the future to see what's going to happen, so we do it right.
I've seen the show. He walks around the house and feels things and talk. It all seems like a bunch of hogwash to me, but if you boys have fun doing it.
As long as you keep watching, man.
Oh. So what do you guys do?
Behind the your work. Tech.
Yeah, what do we do?
Ma'am, are we on the camera?
Well, you had some sort of case on you. It looked like a camera case, perhaps.
You look like one of our daughters or something.
I can't be a camera man.
There's no way.
It's not possible.
And I've seen you interview before audience. On the show.
You're okay, so I'm something
I'm on the No, really. He's an investigative
journalist. I'm moping. I like sulked down into my chair.
I'm
sorry, Dan.
Drew.
You are.
How do we have the same charm?
Couple things with new information. Number one, I'm going to look into my phone for text messages and also phone calls to Lynn Carter.
There are none. I mean, nothing pre.
Within the last 5 days.
Mavis.
Nothing.
You said you've seen the show.
Cooper.
Is there anyone else that's usually on screen besides our medium?
Just the medium.
Just him?
And her, the interviewer.
The interviewer. That's why you're
trying.
Gotcha.
Second thing I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and look on Google Maps and find out where the Coach Lantern Motel is compared to where we are.
It is not far. It's about maybe
really
10 miles away.
10 miles.
Okay. And Caroline is always
fucking Clio. Michigan. I've said Clio for so long that it's going to be hard for me not to say that.
All right.
Well, it's one of the muses. Like, it's Clio.
Upers. Like Lafayette.
Yeah, you're about 10 miles outside of Clio, Michigan, which is not a very big town. There's like 2,000 people that live there.
All right.
Smyrna.
Hey, Mavis, do you mind? What's the name of our show there?
Supernatural Files.
Oh, Jesus, I know what the answer is. I go ahead and Google myself.
Oh,
yes!
Okay.
Google yourself.
You never get a place to Google yourself.
No, you are
only to see bad reviews.
You I've Googled myself multiple times. What would be considered the main host of the Supernatural Files that airs on the Learning Channel? And
can we Google Cooper
Adams mugshot? Cooper Adams network. Adams feet.
You are a purported television psychic. You go to haunted places and use your psychic powers to make contact and supposedly cleanse whatever foul things are there.
The door slams as I walk out of the front yard and lie
Cooper,
in the grass.
You are trash at cleansing things.
Cooper.
I don't have any sage. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do without my sage.
Is Cooper still, are you still on the front porch?
Yeah.
I want to go out to the front porch and talk to him and be like, all right, hear me out. I'm super fuzzy. I'm just kind of piecing this shit together.
Okay, Karen.
Dane's on his way.
I just found out that apparently you're a sidekick and I'm a host.
Mavis.
And we're on
Dane's
a fucking
on his
show.
Way.
Right.
I got to tell you about
Dane
this shit that I just saw in my head. And I saw a fucking
Dane.
Redhead.
Mavis,
I don't know who the fuck
who
she is.
Dave?
She's not here.
So there's a redhead.
She called Dave. Dave's on his way.
Wait. So I'm going to look up after I've done that.
Look up cast and crew.
I'm going to look, wait. I'm going to look up Cooper Adams plus Lynn Carter.
Okay, you look up that name and nothing comes up as far as like pictures of you like on red carpets or whatever, but you quickly find that name just from an addended like search, like an IMDb page or something. She's a producer.
All right, do we have a picture of her?
You do. She's a beautiful redheaded woman.
Is it her?
Yes.
All right.
It's got to be her.
Is this the woman you saw?
Yeah. They find the picture, right? So I look at it. That's the
as you guys are sussing all this
out. I'm in the grass laughing out loud.
As you guys are sussing all this out, a giant tow truck comes up the gravel way.
Is that right, game?
The door opens, and painted on the side of it is like Dave's...
Towing,
sure.
Thank you.
this big brawny dude gets out like a ball cap and he like spits some chew like into the yard.
Dude, I'm laying here.
Can we rename it to Dave's Hollandaise?
No.
Okay.
Mixed on that one.
Vote again.
Fuck you all.
God damn it, Karen.
Fucking Karen. My name's Karen.
I'm a minor.
And everything goes black as Dave.
God damn it.
Fuck
one too many jokes and we go black again.
Yes. Yes. That should learn you all.
No, I'm going to be serious from here on out because I do not want to lose any more time.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Okay, sanity check, I'm guessing?
No.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Where are we now? Did Dave grab our car?
You are all somehow in Dave's cab. Somehow you both fit.
So we're all sitting.
He's got one
three
of those giant things. Someone's laying across him. I don't know.
Can I ride on the top?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
We'll say that. We can say that the cab's like two.
So Cooper's on my lap. I can promise you that.
So you guys are like all in this cab, crammed in.
We blacked out.
Yeah.
Do we black out again?
Wait,
yeah, we're,
wait,
we're
take
all
back
in the
I want to ride on the back, like
the
tow truck cab.
The van, is strapped to the back of Dave's car. And he says,
oh, wait, we can ride in the van.
I can't believe I'm towing the Supernatural Files crew back to the Clio.
And I can't believe I'm in Dave's tow truck. This is fucking unbelievable.
It's a dream come true.
Are we headed back to the hotel?
Well, yes, I can take you. I can drop you all off.
We should go back to the hotel. Thank you,
Dave. Thanks for doing this. Our producer, Lynn, will be making sure that you are completely covered.
Sure.
Hey, I'm Lewis Scott, the editor. I'll sign something for you.
An editor?
Yeah.
I reach over.
Lewis,
I reach over.
We're not on camera.
I mean, hey,
anymore.
They make the magic happen as well. I'm not saying that. But, can I?
Dave, allow me. I touch Dave's forearm and I say,
there you go.
Do you sense anything?
Quiet, everyone.
Stop.
Dave's forearm. Yes. Yes. No. No! Oh my God!
What? Was it Mother? Was it Mother?
It's your mother.
Was it Mothra?
It's your mother.
Your mother Mothra?
Your mother Mothra?
My Mothra.
Sometime
the
in the next four. Your mother. When was the last time you spoke to her?
Oh, Mother's been dead some 10 years.
Yes, she's very disappointed in something. It's something that. Maybe I'm seeing a sister, a brother, an uncle.
You think they got his earwig? I think he's having a problem.
I'm an only child, I'm afraid.
Yes. She was.
She did all the Google searching.
She is.
That's
she,
why we were so close.
Right. She was disappointed because one of your childhood friends did something to you after school.
Wow.
Maybe insulted you or took something from you. And she's mad because without this thing, without resolution, you will not find peace in your destiny.
There was that time my friend Chad convinced me to play Dukes of Hazzard with him, but I had to be Daisy.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it. You must find Chad, the Chad, and you must confront him and let him know that you are not Daisy, but you are really Roscoe.
Oh, I always felt like a Roscoe. I
yes.
mean, the shorts did look nice on me, but of course, thank you. Thank
you're welcome,
you.
You're welcome.
And as you finish this conversation, you pull up to the Coach and Lantern.
Wait, is that what Daisy Dukes means?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, now we have to all go away.
All right, you're just going to hold this. People have different ages, Rob.
Hi, I'm 12.
For the kids at home, Rob's trying to commit suicide via J-Spy.
It's not suicide if...
It's not suicide if you trick someone else into murdering you.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
All right, where do we show up to?
I want
to
go in my room.
I know, of course. we're at the Coach and Lantern.
Yeah, so as you pull into the Coach and Lantern, you have a memory that comes back to you.
What if I decide to not listen to it?
It's gotta happen.
Okay.
So these memories, when they come, I want to make it apparent, like clear that like when they come to you, like they feel like you are like living them in the moment. You don't just like remember.
Like thrust right into that.
Exactly.
Shit.
You're quantum leaping into the past.
She doesn't know what that means either.
Do you know what quantum leap is?
What's a leap?
Fucking kill me, please.
Is quantum spelled with a KW or a QU?
Is
this I'm really curious. What if it comes up in my next spelling bee?
So help me God, if we don't stop this and just move the fuck on.
Alright, so it's a quick flash. You're sitting in the van and Lynn is next to you. And as you pull into the motel parking lot, she says, okay. Well, boys and gals, this looks like the only place in town. Well, come on, dinner's on me. And she hops out of the van. And you come thrusting back to reality, and I need you to give me a sanity roll.
Lynn owes his dinner.
Lynn?
Whoa! That's your takeaway?
That's the most horrifying thing.
Wait. Lynn owes his dinner and all the thing that you can think of.
We pulled into here. Lynn owes his dinner. We pulled into here with Lynn. I had a memory.
She probably got us dinner and we don't remember.
Well, then she dinner's on me, guys.
You
feel
hungry. Well, not so
and
much.
So I think I look up, is there a restaurant or bar associated with the coach and...
The odd thing is that there's not.
Diner.
There is a diner not far from here, though,
not
that
far?
You can see. So at this point, right. I'm going to do this as well.
Yeah. We're grabbing the phone charger for the van.
And I've got two of these, so let me... Put them at both sides.
Oh, I plugged into the ceiling.
I can't read.
You're welcome. Plug into my ass side.
But hotels nowadays, this is modern day, they have those little lights.
So that whistle stop. All right. In Michigan.
So I see the sign for the whistle stop, and I'm like, she bought us dinner at the whistle stop.
Why would you think Cleo with an I? Cleo with an I?
It's Cleo.
I Cleo.
Obviously Cleo.
Oil.
It's a fictional name, people. It can't be a real place.
We're up here? Okay.
Yeah, Michigan. Yeah.
We were
at
the
crash
location. That's where we start.
Okay.
No, that's clearly a CH. That is Michigan.
I just want to kind of get an idea of where we started.
Yeah, seven,
where the fuck are we over here?
The Cooper home is 12.
Yeah.
So we were going away
from Michigan. To get back to here.
We drove past.
Shit. Well, we could have stopped.
But we didn't drive past because
we
blacked out.
We have to take showers.
No, we did.
Yeah,
have to.
I'm sorry.
Now,
I need a relaxing
Karen
bath.
Karen does not because Karen cleaned up good.
Grown-ups are talking.
Please kill me. All right.
So as you're stepping off of the
wait. We came this way, right?
Mm-hmm. So wait, no.
Crash site
house.
Cooper house,
which is
other house, farmhouse.
So is this where we stopped with them, and the Cooper
yes.
house is on the other side?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. That, we've got to
go
back.
We drove past
there.
That in the black. We didn't actually drive past it.
We woke up and we were in.
Can we ride
in
this?
Dave's truck?
Sure.
You can ride in your car. You don't ride in mine.
Right. That is important. That is the police department.
Okay, yeah.
And then 7 is also important because it is also the library.
Where we find
Library.
No, that is not important. 9.
So the coach and library is our hotel, yes?
9. Franks, guns, and ammo.
Okay.
Right.
You know what?
8.
I'm with Chet.
I want to go to the hospital.
9.
Wow.
So there is a treatment center here in Clio. There is a more... If you
know, really Clio nice. Medical Center.
Yeah, yes, there is the medical center. There's also St. Mary's Hospital in Saginaw, which is about 20 miles away. If you need something a little bit more.
No, we're just going to go to 9.
I just need to get my nose
yes.
Is there a McDonald's in this town?
No.
No. God. There is a...
You got what's on the map.
We're on...
We're
still
all
the business. We're right here right
Subway.
Now. We're right
to
here right
me
now.
Is probably
oh, wait, Frank's guns and ammo. What? There's literally a gun shop. Let go.
Yeah, I know. I'm already walking
there.
Wait, I want to shower first because like my hair feels kind of gross, and then we can go to the gun shop.
Okay,
the gun
like
shop
to...
is not a...
God damn it.
True. Besides, you're a minor. You can't buy
Keeper.
Shit.
I can break in. Minors still have elbows.
It's what we go
Drew,
with on this, right, Keeper?
Find out, see if there's a bar anywhere on that map.
Only if you'll sneak me in. Do I have a fake? Can I roll to see if I have a fake?
You don't have to be 16. You can be whatever you want.
I decided. That is what I want.
Okay.
We're at the... Who brought
Chris?
Kid
with
them. We're at
the
respective place where
table.
We had our
that's
keys,
really
correct?
Yes.
I was love to check my keys.
He Cooper
raised
his
hand. Butt fucking around. I'd
hang
like
on
to
a
check
second.
My
I mean, mind. There's more that I need to tell you. Just
yes, please, please, please. Sorry.
So, it's fine. So
rein it in, guys. Mexico.
Yeah, come on, Calm
Mexico.
Down, take this seriously.
So, you're let out of the tow truck. Dave says, give me until tomorrow. It seems like it still runs. I can probably get it set up for a reasonable price. Just come by tomorrow around midday. I should have it squared away for you.
If we live.
That's rather also, ominous, but...
God,
Coop, I think you already paid him, right?
I hope you do.
You got that company credit card?
You got that free reading.
I don't have a company credit card.
And inside... Yeah, we can say that the card that you have is a company credit card. That's fine.
We'll how about a credit on TV? Like promotional consideration by James.
Thought I'd be on TV or my name.
Yeah.
Dave.
Your business.
You will be in the next
it's
episode.
A video and pretend.
In fact, wait a second. We're going to go ahead and do this. Who here, who's my camera person? Chet.
Yes,
Chet.
It's fucking
Chet.
Me.
Chet, would you take my phone? Do not drop it this time. And film Dave and I.
I lick the screen.
Oh, this is a...
And then I turn it to record the two
sweet,
of you.
Sweet,
all right.
Sweet,
with Dave's arm around me and my arm around Dave, I say, I'm here in Clio, Michigan, with my good friend Dave, whom... Settle your goddamn hand down! Start again!
Cut!
Stop. Record. Clack. Live.
I am here in Clio with my good friend Dave, who runs a tow truck service, and we have experienced something magical, something supernatural even, one in which that we were able to find common ground on the astral plane, and we were able to deduce the deep, darkest secrets of my friend Dave and reveal it to all of us.
He saw my soul!
I just want everyone to know that Dave now is one of the enlightened, one of the people who's been touched by infinity, and he too... you two could join us in our new endeavor. Thank you very much for watching the supernatural show that we make.
We grab the charger.
You see, the coach and lantern is one kind of long row motel, kind of like the Row Motel or whatever. You also see like a central office, and the door is actually like still open in there, and you see a guy in there behind a desk. He looks half asleep. He's got a cigarette in one hand, like ash almost down to his knuckles, and he's got a cup of coffee in the other hand, and the TV's kind of like going on.
It's okay, man.
Also have our keys, right?
Cosmopolitan.
Listen, guys, before we go in there and talk to him and we like fucking make a ruckus, maybe we didn't check out right, maybe we didn't do something, maybe he wants keys back or he knows who we are. Before we do that, check your fucking rooms.
Yeah.
Check your room before we talk to the guy.
That's a good idea.
My thing is locksmith 65. Can I play locks? Can I play locks?
I can check the security.
So can we try to get into Lynn's room?
Check your room.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of... Let's try to get into Lynn's room. I'm gonna do that. So do I just have to make under?
Okay. Well, hang on. Let me get to...
Okay.
Unless I'm walking to the diner.
You're going to the diner?
Mm-hmm.
I grab you. We've got to check out the fucking hotel first.
The diner is a ways away. Let's go together. We can all... I mean...
Find out whatever fucking security footage this place might have, and you're gonna need your sweet-talking ability to make it happen.
So
I'll be
security
camera for you.
Check.
You
got
to get a
producer.
Here.
Yeah.
So you just
have
to wait in the nose.
What kind of
TV is a lot of fun and all, but I've got to check expenses. Like, what's our stay up to?
And then see if my.
So what do you got?
All right, so I stop in the middle of the parking lot and
right
face
and
walk back.
There's a vending machine.
No.
And
nice parking spot.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Hopefully there's a bucket in my room or with a bag or something.
Yeah,
so you open the room and the room while you know it's a shabby kind of motel is somewhat well kept for you know where you are. You walk in, a few things that you notice, you see a black t-shirt that's kind of hung on a chair that's just has the TFS logo or TSF logo printed on it, just like the jumpsuit. You also see.
Why were you wearing a jumpsuit if you're on the fucking camera?
Because we're a team, my Brandon. Man.
You have like your own polo shirt.
As you kind of move in, you do see a bucket.
Maybe it's like dirty jumps.
And you grab the bucket if you want to and go out and.
It's got like a plastic bag in it. Like,
it's just like standard. You know.
And they're going to put a couple scoops of ice in there and.
Okay, so you walk back into your hotel room and you put this on your nose and it starts to just like, you know, you feel very, you know, calm now that you just have this on here, kind of like letting it sit. And then you start to feel this like stirring, churning feeling in your stomach. And I need you to give me a con roll.
Yes, finally, someone else gets to taste it. Yeah, I mean,
okay. you begin coughing and your throat starts to burn. And as you're coughing, you don't like, you know, full on like vomit onto the carpet, but you kind of verp and you get on your knees, and as you're kind of like holding in this verp, something just kind of goes out of your mouth and onto the floor, and on the floor you see this white kind of maggoty grubby looking thing that has like dozens of like spider leg type things, and it just kind of skitters off onto your bed. I need you to roll me sanity.
Of course.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Oh, and I missed that.
Okay.
You want to be low.
Huh?
You want to be low.
Yeah, I have 48 sanity
right
now. Oh,
you rolled 50.
Oh, shit.
I thought you were 50.
We've done it.
You did it.
Take 5 sanity loss, and I need you to give me an intelligence roll. And you want to fail this.
I want to fail this.
That I did not do. At 27. You passed it. Okay, you fully realize the weight of this maddening thing, and you are going to go into a mania.
All right.
Yes!
Out on the floor.
It's always the quiet one.
So for the next...
What do you get?
Violence.
For the next 10 minutes, you go into a violent rage, and I'll let you decide how you want to do that. If you that means self-harm or trying to seek out and harm someone else, then you may do that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, self-abuse.
Yeah.
I briefly masturbate with the ice bucket.
So, I'm going to... Yeah, okay. Just based on what's happened so far, I'm probably going to go for the mirror and try to shatter the mirror.
Okay.
And try to, like... cut out what might have been in my stomach that I just cracked up, coughed up.
All right. Give me a strength roll to see how
do we
well
hear
you
the shatter? Anybody close by?
It hasn't happened yet, so let's see, and then we'll deal with that.
No, I got a 64. Okay. My strength is a 60.
So you punch the mirror like super hard, but you don't get to break it. But let's say that in the ecstasy of like just being able
I'm
to put
screaming
the ice on,
and out and
you're
hollering.
Screaming and hollering and punching this. You all can hear clearly from the room that she's like in a full blown
Jesus fucking Christ, Leah's doing her bullshit again.
I was gonna say that ever fits again.
Alright, who's gonna go who's going to check on Leah? Because I still wanna know what the fuck is in
hey,
my
Drew?
Room. I still don't know what's
do
in
you
my
you
wanna
help me check on Leah?
I guess. I really wanted to break in the Lynn's room, but
well that's coming.
Okay, fine. We'll check on Leah first, and then can I break into Lynn's room?
Yes, so you're like mid like lockpick, and then you just.
So I'm like, wait. I'm supposed to go in there with you.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, Cooper, we can check on Leah.
All right. She's probably dead inside.
Cooper first, though.
On the ceiling and covered.
I'm not going in first.
So, you guys are still trying to get into Lynn's room?
We can hope.
Well, I didn't know she was going in, but now I do.
No, I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, right. You hear like, she's like losing her shit.
I need a meat shield.
All right,
let's run over there.
We need to distract.
It's called a cup.
We need to distract.
I just want to know what the fuck is in Karen West's room.
Karen, go to bed.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
All right, what are you guys doing?
All right, Mr. Charm should go run.
So since that's not working,
we were
going
to go talk to the
guys.
Yeah,
we're going to talk to the guys. Yeah, I'm assuming
that's
take care of
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, give me another con roll, but I'll give you a bonus die.
So what, I think, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Chet and I are going.
91.
Okay. Yeah,
my con's an 80.
You just end up like kind of like tearing at like the back of your throat and just kind of like ripping it a little.
Oh, that makes me lose Sandy right there.
You're gonna lose 2 points of health for that.
Chet and I are gonna go talk to the. I guess concierge is probably
got
away.
That is actually you actually have 12. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, let me fix that real quick too, guys. I didn't put the HP. What says major wounds? That's your health is not 5. Double that.
Yeah.
Major wound is what it would take for you to get a major.
Okay, all right, so we have 10?
Cool. Yeah, so you have 10 or 12.
Wait,
or
we all have... Wait, right, my max HP says 8. Is that
so
correct?
So you're at 16.
You're
probably all
right. No.
Yours is right.
Yes,
yeah,
okay, that's
because,
what I thought.
Yeah, because you have the original.
Chet and I are going to go talk to
the
concierge. Is probably too strong a word for the coach and lantern.
Drew and I are going to go check
but
on
the receptionist, the desk clerk.
Right.
I was saying that you have to go and distract the desk clerk so that he doesn't call the cops.
Okay.
When we bust into the fucking door.
Okay. Right, he's still just asleep. He's probably got
and
whiskey in that coffee cup.
I feel like it's been a solid 20 minutes, and I still don't
Can
know
I
what
take
the
a
fuck is in my room.
Head.
Your friend is, like, screaming her head off, like,
fuck
cutting
damn it, Karen! Just come with us!
I might have a weapon, too!
I know you have to poop, but just fucking hold it!
I don't need
it.
Shit! I want to know what's in my room!
Ladies don't poop, excuse you, sir?
I've seen plenty of
they
shit.
Yeah, they don't poop their shit. End of story. We're not going further with this.
So 2 minutes have passed of your 8 minutes of this.
All right, so I'm going to the door. It's like, Leah!
Door's open.
All right, well, I pushed in. It's like, I want to try to... What do you got? What do you got? You got something in your mouth?
I'm trying to... Like,
she's just...
I'm trying to make myself vomit at this point in time, but I'm doing it so forcibly, it's actually hurting.
And you see the mirror, like, behind her is, like, cracked where she's tried to punch it.
You're going to claw off your uvula.
Just,
I don't think
that's
there. I think it's
hold the bitches on.
All right, I'm with them. I'm running up in there too. I'm with them.
Yeah.
So,
we'll
how many does it take?
Fighting brawl.
Yeah, we'll do fighting brawl. You're going to try to do dodge this, I'm assuming. So just give me a dex.
If you know,
we could take two of us to hold down one army.
How much did you fail it by?
A 68.
Okay.
What's your brawl?
Have we gone
30?
She just kind of sweeps up.
Look her in your fighting
you.
Under brawl.
So
brawl.
I'm gonna grab at her too.
Okay, go ahead and we'll just roll that.
I'm at 30%.
I got a 76. Brawl 60. Fuck.
Come on, Karen. You're a fucking fighter.
Don't forget, you have luck as a resource to.
Oh, that's okay. My sanity's already
okay. So give me a fighting brawl.
Do you use?
Can I direct it?
That's what.
Yeah, if you want to direct it towards either Cooper.
97.
Or
I missed.
Okay, you just
so
kind of
swinging wildly.
Kind of flail about. Now she's in a full blown just like manic attack.
And she's still in violence, which means we're in the room with her now. So if we don't settle this fucking immediately, we're all gonna bounce.
And by we, you mean you too.
I'm gonna try to talk her down.
Speaking of which, why did I show up here? I just gotta know what the fuck is in my
psychology.
Room.
Leah, you've gotta calm down. There's something in your throat. There's nothing there. Just how many colors do you see in the room? Pick five.
Roll it.
Got it. 44.
Okay. As Cooper kind of like tries to wrap you up, you kind of resist. He begins like trying to go through these motions with you, and it seems to like help kind of subside it. You're still like in this kind of like blind kind of rage, but it feels more like internal than external at this point.
It's okay, Leo.
So back to baseline.
Just
that's
a mild
secret.
PMS day.
And we'll say that you kind of talk, you have to talk her through this for the full like 8 minutes.
Sure, I'm on it.
So the three of us then, while they're playing with Leah and her broken nose syndrome, we went to the front desk to distract and search for video footage.
Just distract the
Sleeping guy who didn't wake up.
We don't need to mess with the sleeping guy at all.
Hang on. Let's see.
While he's
maybe
sleeping, I'm just going to look for the security video. Like
maybe
the VHS
he did.
Machine.
Man,
he's
we
not
haven't even checked our rooms yet. We don't
VHS
need to wake this guy
it's
up.
It's more than he's drunk.
You know he knows us because we have rings there.
Karen, you've been bitching the whole time. Just go to your room.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying
so,
to fucking do that.
With this kind of scuffling that goes on, you guys are like walking in, like trying to get around the counter,
God,
and
damn
he's
it,
just
Karen.
Like, whoa, what's going on? And, you see, like, he starts to go for like the shotgun that's behind the thing, but then he recognizes you, like that you're guests, and he's like, wow, step around. And like, as soon as he talks, like, you just smell like the cheapest whiskey, like on his breath, and this whole room just smells like it's like soiled in urine.
Oh, my favorite.
It
flavor.
Smells like a big
blessed
night.
You can call it the
blessed with urine. Ashes go everywhere.
We've got some business. We got some business to like housekeeping.
What's going on? What's that commotion?
Don't worry about it.
No, I think I should worry about it. This is my
lunch. Listen. It's gone.
She's having a fight with her husband on the phone.
There's
it's fine.
TV was up really loud in room 4.
Now, well, listen, we run a quiet place here.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we got some bookkeeping to take care of. We're on a budget. The TV doesn't have unlimited money. I wanted to get like a status check on our stay. We ordered any room service. How many days are we up to? Individual rooms.
As far as I know, you're the only ones here, and you paid up through. At least the next 3-4 days. Let me look. You got another 3 days on it.
And which day did we check in?
Good question. See, it's the 17th now currently. You guys checked in
the video feed.
On the 15th.
Alright, so slightly louder than would be needed, I'm going to say.
Today is the 17th.
We're going to walk down to room, to make sure everything's okay.
Let's
take a look. Oh, you want me to go with you?
Yeah, you're the one you said you had to go see, right?
Well, you said that they were just arguing on the phone. In the middle of my stories and my coffee.
Which one do you want?
You don't have to come if you don't.
Well, you said
I'm
it was
just
fine.
A cameraman.
He's not terrible.
It's not fun. Okay, let's go. He like has this big jangle of keys, and he's like, "All right, let's go look."
All right, so I walk out with him and close the door behind. After he and I walk out, I push the door closed, leaving those two in the room, and we're just slowly walking out. What does that guy look like?
He's
fuckable.
That's my question. I mean, it depends. I mean, I'm sure someone on some corner of the dark web would want to fuck this guy.
We found the end of the internet. The dark web.
He's this got like you know. He's got this like greasy like wife beater on and like you know like brown kind of like pants are about like three sizes too big for him. He's real scrawny. He just smells like urine and whiskey.
So as we take a couple of steps, I jingle my room key out of my pocket and slide it back in a little bit.
You knew you were a dude, right?
Yeah, I've got a picture right here. I'm Chet the cameraman. He has nothing else in life but to fuck this guy. That's all he has left.
No, I mean, for anybody
Are you still running
Dan
the, homosexual route here?
Yeah, Dan has got this I'm going to fuck this man twinkle
I should also
eye.
Say that it's pretty apparent to you when you walk into this office there's no camera system here.
Unfortunate. Two men just left behind for no reason whatsoever.
There's got to be a back room, right, where his, like, secret camera's on, right?
The ones that are in all of the rooms?
Exactly, yeah.
They're all fucking toilet
cameras. We've all seen bad times,
boys.
Yeah, bad times at El V Royale.
Every screen is T1, T2.
I assume I can't pick the lock with this man coming to check up on
us. He's got a key. He's going to open it for you. He's got a key. That's why he's going. He's got a key and then he's going to open it up.
Journalist. All right, so they're in there looking for a camera that doesn't exist. I'm loudly walking him towards
the door. He walks towards the door and
ruckus.
He pulls out
the
keys, but then sees that the door is open and he walks in and he sees you wrapped up talking gently.
Oh, no.
You know, I look at him when he comes in and I say, Leah.
We don't run this kind of place.
No, I'm in the same room too. I just look at him and say, "Hi, my name's Karen," and I just fucking charm the shit out of him.
Shit.
What?
I'm sorry.
No, that was about him. I just.
You know, Aunt Leah gets this way in her time of month. She gets her bouts of hysteria. You know, every once in a while, we just gotta make her calm down a little bit. Put her in a little nap time lock.
We're gonna have to kill
this guy, aren't we?
In truth, Leah and our friend Lynn, who's a producer of our show.
The pretty redhead. Yeah, I know her. She's gorgeous.
She's pretty.
Lynn just.
Dan.
Leah and Lynn had this ongoing affair. It's ended very badly, and I'm afraid that Lynn might be trying to kill herself. If you could just let me into her room, I could talk her down. I am a trained psychologist.
But you all left earlier today with her.
Yeah, but she came back on her own. So could you just let us into her room?
Give me a fast talk.
Sure.
He says, what?
Yeah, motherfucker, I got that bitch.
Okay. He says, well, we don't want anything like that, of course.
Yeah, suicide and messages coming up would be terrible.
It'd be terrible for the insurance. And he walks towards the door. And
as he's walking there, she's fantasized about killing herself anally. You know how that works? It's when you take a jagged, broken bottle and shove your ass over and over and over again until you bleed out.
Oh, the Pain Olympics.
Oh, God. Oh.
Guys, that was on episode 32.
Does the doorman now make a sanity check?
I might have to make a sanity check.
He fucking does.
As I think about the Pain Olympics, yeah.
Pretty sure he fucking does.
Snip, snip. All right.
Hey, I had to hold the camera for that shit.
He unlocks the door and
cameraman.
Let me go in.
Cameraman.
Sure. He unlocks the door and then opens it and then lets you in.
All right, I go in and close the door quietly. Behind.
Okay, and as you close the door quietly behind you, Len's perfume still permeates this room, and it brings back these feelings, and a memory comes back to you.
Charlie.
This sweet, sweet memory of Len comes back to you. You're both in bed together. You've just finished making love. You're in each other's arms.
Yes!
In your mind, it plays out like a scene from a romance film, complete with candles, wine, and soft music.
Everything is ropes of chisholm everywhere.
Everything is perfect. You feel perfectly content, love, and while you hold Lynn, and then we smash cut.
Cooper's scarf.
And your mind is filled with the vision of Lynn shrieking in absolute pain and terror. Gore flowing down the front of her face, her eyes bulging out as if they're about to explode. And then a voice, deep and guttural, explodes in your ears and it says, "Then you will die!"
Oh
Oh shit, on my dick.
And you come out of it, and I need you to roll me.
She probably did.
And I'm sort of stood everywhere.
She might just have.
I made my sanity up because I'm, you know, I hold myself together.
All right, you lose 3 points of sanity.
Cocksucker!
I mean, you did just watch the love of your life's eyes fly out of her head, so. Yeah.
Maybe he's into that.
A lot of people go for that.
You know what? Actually, so, are you?
You said if you lose more than...
I moan.
If you lose 5 points of sanity, you have to make an intelligence roll.
Talk about
you
it. Pass it, she gave her eyes.
You understand, like, the full weight of what's going on.
It was the next step in our progression of romance. All right. Well, I poop a little.
Okay. As the scene kind of like dissipates from you, in her room you can see a notepad and you can see a laptop computer.
All right. I'm sobbing uncontrollably. Shit goes everywhere in my pants. I'm gonna have to put on her dress into my actual trousers.
Okay.
I will drop trow, dump my underwear, put on some of her panties if I can find them. And then reclothe myself, and then start looking.
You know, you can wear whatever underwear you want. You don't need these elaborate excuses.
If you actually void your bowels and change your underwear, do you actually do that?
I do void my bowels.
Okay,
yeah.
You take your underwear off, and as you're taking your underwear off,
God damn it, I don't look. I don't look. I know better. I don't look.
Yes.
Seen it before.
Nope.
Leave him be to flip out on his own this
You
time.
Don't know this. You don't know.
I have like 60 occult. I know not to look at
you
my
dick. You see
deck.
A brown marker stain, and then you see this white grub flick off of your underwear and scuttle under the bed. And it's like, it looks like just like a maggot. And it's got like
God
12.
Damn it.
And it's got 3 low dyes on it.
Yeah, I blew that one.
All right.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah,
right. You'll lose 3.
All right, well, that's fine. I now shit in the rug.
And it scurries underneath her bed, and you lose sight of it.
All right,
well... And they move, like, super fast.
Okay. Immediately! I'm not going to put on her panties. I pull back my pants up, zip up my jumpsuit, kick open the door, THROUGH THE GODDAMN MONSTER IN THIS FUCKING ROOM! I don't know how to tell you! There's a fucking monster in my goddamn room!
There's a monster in my pants.
Technically, it's not your room.
There was
her room! I was in this room. You can just blacklight this room. You'll find me all over the place. There is some bullshit under the bed. One of you fuckers come here and help me.
All right, I walk in, I kick the door, and I start shooting.
Do you really?
Yes.
You start shooting blindly? Wait, he has the gun.
You don't have a gun. What are you shooting at?
That's what you think?
Actually,
he doesn't have to shoot bullets.
He sleight of handed the gun while no one
was paying attention. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Leave it to fucking Dan. Leave it to fucking...
I'm sorry.
Chet. Leave it to fucking Chet.